The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help us to better understand water issues and the use of water throughout the Golden State.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring healthy rivers and landscapes, also known as the Voluntary Agreements, which is California's latest approach to restoring the heart of our water systems, the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. Over the past few weeks, the Healthy Rivers and Landscape Initiative has been making headlines across the state. With increased attention from the media and water community, we thought this would be the perfect time to dig into what actually it is, why it matters, and what it could mean to California's water future. That's why we're dedicating this episode to this topic. For decades, the Delta has been the battleground over how we share water in California. This vast inland estuary supplies drinking water to over 25 million people and irrigates millions of acres of farmland. Yet, it's also home to struggling fish population, disappearing wetlands, and a delicate ecosystem that depends on the timing, flow, and habitat. Previous efforts to resolve these challenges included a strategy known as the Voluntary Agreements, collaborative water-sharing deals between state agencies, water suppliers, and environmental groups. Today, those efforts have evolved under new, broader vision, the Healthy Rivers and Landscapes Initiatives. This updated initiative seeks to rebalance the relationship between water use and river ecosystems. It includes commitments to restore natural water flow patterns, improve fish habitat, and fund long-term restoration efforts, all while recognizing the water needs of farms and cities. What's different now is the scope. Healthy Rivers and Landscape is designed not just to increase water flows, but to improve the health of the entire watershed, from headwaters to the Delta. At its core, the program focuses on timing, delivering water when rivers and fish need it the most, and collaboration, aligning local, regional, and state-level stakeholders to make decisions based on science and mutual benefits. Participating water agencies will dedicate specific volumes of water and funding to support ecosystem restorations over the next 8 years. But like all big challenges in California's water, this one isn't without controversy. Some of the environmental advocates worry the commitments don't go far enough or lack enforcement. Others argue it's a refreshing alternative to the endless litigation and rigid mandates, one that gives communities more say in how their rivers are restored. Still, Healthy Rivers and Landscape marks a major shift from reactive to proactive, from fragmented to integrated. It's a hopeful sign that California can move beyond conflict and towards a shared vision where fish, farmers, and families can all thrive. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.